I've got a very festive story here. Now, it may seem unlikely, but the very first Christmas gifts, as we all know, were gold, frankincense and myrrh. But they do have a connection to today's cutting-edge cancer research. Anyway, that's according to Cancer Research UK. So, for example, gold has really exciting potential for use in cancer research. So scientists are investigating the potential of gold nanoparticles for use in cancer imaging. And also the charity scientists are looking at treatments that could specifically target cancer cells using tiny nanoparticles of gold. And also, if you're into your medically useful bling, you could also try platinum, which is actually a fundamental component of the cancer drugs cisplatin and carboplatin that Cancer Research UK was involved in developing. Now, on to frankincense. What's frankincense got to do with cancer? Well, frankincense is a plant extract, and we all know that these can be really rich sources of biologically active molecules. And some scientists funded by Cancer Research UK are currently involved in what's called chemoprevention. That's trying to find these chemicals in plants that have the potential to prevent cancer. So some researchers up in Leicester are doing that, and they're looking, for example, at that fantastic chemical resveratrol, which is found in red wine, something called silibinin, which is in milk thistle, and curcumin, which is found in the curry spice
turmeric. My favourite thing, curry. Yeah.
Curry and red wine.
Also prevents Alzheimer's disease.
Exactly, curcumin. But to get a biologically useful dose of red wine, apparently you'd have to drink 1,000 bottles a day, and I'm sure even Chris, you would struggle at that.
You're the one who said you had a hangover, Kat.
Anyway, and finally, on to myrrh. Myrrh is also a tree extract, and in the same way that molecules... the same way, molecules that led to taxane drugs for cancer, including Taxol, were actually isolated from extracts from yew trees. And now Cancer Research UK scientists are trying to find out why some people with different types of cancer become resistant to these taxanes, this Taxol treatment, and who won't become resistant to it. So also, if you actually want to help fund some cutting-edge science this year, you can actually go to www.sendandgive.org, and that's Cancer Research UK's virtual gifts, and you can buy a lab coat for a scientist, you can support clinical trial or research near you, and you can even buy some food for the yeast that they grow in the labs.
You can't make a contribution to the lab's Christmas party, which I'm sure would go down.
No, because nothing says I love you like the gift of yeast.
Hopefully not a yeast infection, though.